Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Nancy Giangiarusso, who is a Builder Design Center consultant. Nancy, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thank you.
I've been excited to do this interview with you. A lot has changed since the last time we talked. You just recently were up in wine country, weren't you?
I was, with Creating Your Space and Bridgeway Interactive.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. But more importantly, I also want to talk about what you focused your career on for many years. Just a real quick background. You worked in a company called BCD It, which is a Build It, Create It, Design It, right?
Correct.
Let's just first set the stage here. Builders work different ways in different parts of the country, but one of the most effective ways, and especially out on the West Coast, what builders will do, they'll have these design centers, and they'll work with a new homeowner, and they'll set the price for your base finishes, and then the homeowner will come into a design center, which in several instances with several builders, you have helped them build out these design centers, and the design salesperson have a little bit of interior design background. They'll sell them upgrades, and sometimes those upgrades can result in up to 10% more in cost, but they're enhancing the features of the new home they're building, right?
Correct.
So that's what your role is, and Creating Your Space gives you some tools, some visualization tools that helps you get that job done, right?
They do. They currently help build websites because most of the staff from Creating Your Space comes from the design industry. Mm-hmm. They focus on flooring and design center and builder websites. And so they've got all of that. They also offer social media services, which is what I use. So they have account executives on staff that help manage your social media. So they set it up for you, then they do your posting, and they do it based on each customer. So, for example, I like to post 3 times a week, so we have kind of a plan on what I post for. They will post more for me or less. It just depends. I have many clients right now that are using their services, and it varies on how they do it. They're very flexible in what they're doing. And when I was up in Napa last week, they have some great new tools that we will be adding to the services I'm doing right now with my design team and my builders that I'm real excited about. So their Design Now is what they're calling it, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they've added visualization tools. They've added all kinds of new things to make it even better. One of the things I want to ask you know, we've all scratched our head in the flooring business to want to know, why is the single-family builder market, why is it so soft right now?
Well, in Southern California especially, the prices are so high, what they're selling the homes for, that they are moving the last 30 years. I think this is my fourth time that we've done this. They're now moving to the suburbs, yeah, where the pricing is more affordable, and then they'll have to travel in for business. But it's not usually the ideal place to live and work. And I also think they are back to doing packages. So they put together these beautiful models, and then the packages that they offer do not match the models that they're doing. So the models are becoming a design idea only, mm-hmm, and not something that you can get through your builder. When you personalize it more, it's a longer schedule.
You know, there's been some things that have changed, and I know that you're one that kind of leans toward traditional materials, some materials that give the homeowner a life cycle that's a key factor. But since we've talked, there's been this new phenomenon, and people in the industry want to know how long this accelerated growth of LVT or LVP is going to take place. Since you're in this role and you meet and interface with the consumer, tell us what's going on with this LVP as it relates to other traditional materials.
Well, I think LVP is another product that is just a new thing that's out there, and it is inexpensive, mm-hmm, compared to woods, natural woods, or ceramic or stone. And so people are jumping on board. They also can make it look like wood and stone, but when you put it side by side with real wood, it's not the real natural product. I really feel like this will probably have a cycle, like everything else has had its cycle. Yeah. And once they live on it for a while, they will realize that they're living on something that's not real, and it will look like that. There's some better LVPs. Some manufacturers had really done a better job with LVPs than others, and so some have a little bit more plasticky look to them versus others do not. It looks a little bit more natural. But from a price standpoint, I'm also seeing the prices go up as the popularity is happening. the prices are going up, which means they're not that far off between the real product and the LVP product. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the trendsetters, if you will, for homeowners, they go and they stay in a hotel and they see finishes in a hotel. And, you know, as you know, in bathrooms, that's kind of led some of the changes as far as the mirror types you see in master bedrooms. Now you go into a hotel, even luxury hotels, and they've got this LVT on the floor. You think that even on the commercial hospitality side, do you think that's a trend, or do you think that's here to stay?
Well, I think it's going to be here for a while. It is when you're buying it in bulk for commercial or multifamily, because they're using it a lot in multifamily as well.
Yeah.
It's really easy to take care of,
yeah,
especially for people that are in and out all the time. Mm-hmm. You can use water on it as far as to clean it. We'll see what the life is of it. We'll see if it holds up the way everyone's talking about it. It's not been around long enough to do that. We're understanding quartz products, the man-made quartz for the countertop. Mm-hmm. It's now having some issues 10 years later, customer service issues that they were not going to be aware of until 10 years later.
I guess part of what's driving these bulletproof floors is this continued increase in the pets in the home, right?
Yes, I could say that, but I think it's more advertising
Okay. That's
driving it. I think when people actually walk into either a flooring store or a design studio and they understand about products, they'll make the best decision for themselves. But pets are driving it. But, you know, we also have beautiful new carpets that have Pet Protect on it and pads that have Pet Protect. So everyone's trying to make it pet friendly, and I think it is, but we'll see what happens over time.
So since you interact with these builders, do builders like LVP? What's the base floor now when you first start out?
I think it's still carpet is the majority of the house, and then there's usually some tiles, some smaller tiles in wet areas. And in probably the kitchens as well. They're not really jumping to anything that upgraded from that point on because they want to keep the price of the house down, the base price of the house down. But they like it because the LVP also goes down a lot quicker. They can lay a lot of square footage of that quickly, and that helps that keep that production home on schedule.
All right. One more last question. When it comes to the luxury market, you know, the consumer's willingness to pay more, in this economy we're in right now, are you still getting about 10% increase on finishes?
10 to 15 at this point, yep.
Right.
Clients that are willing to pay more, and they are going with the natural products. So they are trying to do what they like, especially on their own. If they're doing small custom builders, they are definitely going with the products that they love, and it's not usually LVP. LVP is more of a convenience. They put that in laundry rooms. A lot of people are putting it in laundry rooms and mud rooms in those larger, higher-end consumers.
Well, that's always been the place for resilient, hasn't it?
Yep.
All right, last question. How much of the resale value is a factor when you're selling these homeowners and you're convincing them they need to upgrade their finishes? A lot of what you say is, hey, you'll get more for the house in the end, right?
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, they're going to be competing with their neighbors, and those models are also part of the competition.
Yeah.
So when they're reselling the house, models in the track are a competition that they're going to have. And so they will get more value when the market turns around, or at least in Southern California, when it turns back around, and they know that.
All right, Nancy, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for being so resourceful and telling our listeners what's going on in the builder flooring
Thank
business.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Nancy Giangiarusso, a consultant in the Builder Design Center business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.